Hi, Ben. Mark Rohde with The Score here in Chicago. Welcome to the city.
The interview process was excellent for me, answered all the questions I was looking forward to, and not to mention the family atmosphere that they clearly outlined was a huge selling point as well.
Does having a quarterback, because there are some other teams that don't necessarily have their franchise guy, how heavy did that weigh specific to this opportunity for you?
Having a quarterback helps.
Extremely excited. When we called, it was Kevin, George, Ryan, and Ted all on the phone, and I kind of, you know, said thank you to all of them, and then once I got off the phone, I gave out a loud yell. And
first words out of his mouth were, "I want this job." The last thing he said before we turned off the camera was, "Did I tell you that I want this job?"
And now it's time for Mark Grody on Sports Radio 670 The Score, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Yeah, it's still pretty amazing that Ben Johnson is here, and Ben, he is actually here now. He was here today. He was at Hallis Hall, where I was today, and Ben Johnson spoke. So did Ryan Poles, the general manager. George McCaskey was speaking out there today as well. And even Caleb Williams was there. Caleb Williams was there, so he spoke. DJ Moore was in the house. You had a bunch of Bears players in there. Cole Kmet was here. Roma Dunze was here. I told you Caleb was out there. And he is different than his predecessor. I will start right there, just with the way he talks and what he says and what some of his values are and what he wants to do with this team. And I still think it's really important to point out how much he wanted to be here, that Ben Johnson wanted to be here with this team because of not only does he like the quarterback, Caleb Williams, but surprising to me, not necessarily surprising that he likes it, but he made it very clear today that he loves the roster of the Chicago Bears, that there's lots of, like, it feels like he thinks that obviously there is some reconstruction that needs to be done on the Bears offensive line and probably on the defensive line as well, but he looked at this Bears team from a distance in Detroit, and especially defensively, at least this offseason, and said to himself, that's a scary team right there. And the team that gave him the most nightmares before the season started was the Chicago Bears. So it does seem like he is being genuine in his talk about the roster. So I'm getting right into it here on the whys, because that's what we all want to know. Why would he choose Ben Johnson, the hot candidate in town? Even if we weren't all on this, the Bears are dysfunctional run and all that, why is he, did he pass up other interviews, pass up other offers, pass up chances last year to go to the NFL, and ultimately wanting to be with the Bears, telling George McCaskey and Kevin Warren and everybody part of the interview process that he wanted the job before the interview, and then he said he wanted it after the interview, making sure that he vocalized that. Chicago was where he wanted to be. Did he need to probably get the money that he required out of it? Hell yeah. Hell yeah. That was probably part of it. Yes, you can keep me here, and I will not go to any of the other places if you give me between $13 and $15 million a year. And that's what he got. So Ben Johnson is here, and that's part of why he wanted to be here. While I'm on it, too, and hello, how's it going? I am Mark Rohde. I'm with you until 9 o'clock tonight. We've got Alex Kuhn producing the show tonight. We've got you on the show tonight if you so desire. I am here for you. The phone lines are open. So is the text line. I see the continuous stream refreshing itself right now in front of my eyes here in our downtown Score studios. You can contact me right now if you'd like at 312-644-6767 is the number. I'm on Twitter, I guess, at Grody Sports is where I play when I am there. It is interesting to hear Ben Johnson today talk about, I want to make sure I'm clear on this. He didn't stay with Detroit this year. At least he said because he was like waiting for the Bears job to open or something. Like he said, no. He was asked if the Bears job was to have been opened, would you have come here? And he basically said no. But he said he wasn't emotionally available. That, you know, after last year, he was not emotionally available. Maybe that's the way the season ended for Detroit. I didn't get the follow up on that, but he admitted, like, so not only did he want to be here, it seems like you're getting this guy, Ben Johnson, at the exact right time, that he's right on time with the Bears. Like, everything worked out really well for Ben Johnson and subsequently, hopefully, for the Bears in this marriage that is occurring here right now. I was talking about some of the players that I talked to today. One of those was Caleb Williams. One of those was DJ Moore. Just had quick conversations with those guys, and I'll get to those here in just a little bit. But the reason that Ben Johnson said that he had so much respect for the Bears was the run defense of the Bears, which, yeah, I thought it was going to be pretty good this year as well. And then it just turned out to be miserable and awful and all of that. And I found some more notes here of things that Ben Johnson was saying about the current Bears that are in place, what he did see from afar. And I should be clear on this, too, if you didn't hear my Bears hit at 5 o'clock. After they went through all of the official press conferences today, they had the big stage, of course, for Ben Johnson, where everybody was in the audience. And then afterwards, they let us go to little side session, breakout sessions, if you would like, where we got to talk to George McCaskey and Kevin Warren and Caleb Williams. And you heard some of that, and you will hear a lot more of it throughout the night tonight. But I just thought it was really interesting to hear some of the things that he was saying. Like, he name-checked Kyler Gordon, basically said that he's a badass. He admitted that, and we knew this, Jalen Johnson has been talking about this for 2 years, about how teams stay away from him. He said that, yeah, we avoided Jalen Johnson. Duh. And I think the other thing, too, is that he let us in a little bit on wanting to be that complete head coach. And everybody's worried, can Ben Johnson handle being, you know, dealing with the defense? Can he handle special teams? Can he command a room? Can he be a leader? All of that kind of stuff. And he said he's a lot more than an offensive guru, and basically said that at every single, even menial at times, position he's had relative to the NFL, that he has thrived. And yeah, those are some of the things that, like I said, after everything was done today, after all the side sessions, there was one more session with myself and a bunch of other reporters sitting at a table with the microphones off in a very casual setting. And that's when we learned a couple of those things from Ben Johnson. So yeah, today was a good day. Like, if you want to do the, did the Bears win the press conference today? Yeah, they did. They did. Like, all sides of it. Ben Johnson comported himself well. All of the powers that be said the right things, and they should take a victory lap because this is the guy that we've all been calling for, and they got that guy, and that guy wanted to be with the Bears. So it was definitely a thumbs-up day all around for the Chicago Bears. Let's start to listen to some of what was said at the press conference today. And let's start with Ben Johnson, and specifically the interview process and how all that went down, what enticed him, why Ben Johnson is here.
The interview process was excellent for me, answered all the questions I was looking forward to, and not to mention the family atmosphere that they clearly outlined was a huge selling point as well.
Does having a quarterback, because there are some other teams that don't necessarily have their franchise guy, how heavy did that weigh specific to this opportunity for you?
Having a quarterback helps.
Yeah, that's a big deal. Right, he likes Caleb Williams. And I could tell in listening to Ben Johnson today that there's some things he wants to fix about Caleb Williams as well. And I don't know specifically what those things are, but you could tell he held back just a little bit on some things, like talked in generalities about, yeah, there's good things, and then there's some things that, you know, we want to work on, and we want to make, and Caleb kind of did that casually as well. You know, accentuate the good and fix the bad, quite frankly, because there is fixing that needs to be done, I think, with Caleb Williams, beyond the fact that he was not surrounded with the proper coaching staff. You have the wrong coaching staff for the greatest quarterback the Bears have ever drafted. You hired the wrong offensive coordinator. You have the wrong head coach around him. All the wrong support people. That all exists. That is all very real. And if you look at the final exam, that has to be noted, and that has to be added into it. But there's plenty of things that Caleb Williams, hey, man, Caleb Williams needs to get better at what we hounded Justin Fields to get better at. Get rid of the damn ball. Get rid of it. Are you seeing this? Make sure you see this. I hope that Ben Johnson will help Caleb Williams to be able to see everything just a little bit better, and what to do when things do break down, and dealing with the offensive line better when things do break down, and accuracy, and early in games. Like, that's on Caleb. That's on Caleb, like that he was the common denominator. And I say that with such confidence because all year long we were all looking for different reasons why things sucked early on in games. And it was easy at that time to blame coaches or offensive line or wide receivers. And there were some drops. There were some drops early on in drives. But Caleb Williams needs to come out a little bit more hot in these games. And he's talking about wanting to run up scores and all that kind of stuff going into this year. You cannot waste your first drive in the National Football League. That's where a lot of good work gets done for a lot of teams. So, yeah, there are things that Caleb Williams needs to get better at, including being a professional. And I think that Ben Johnson is going to help in a lot of those ways for Caleb Williams. Next cut. More on what the quarterback needs, and obviously that would be Caleb Williams. The QB needs to see the game through the play caller's eyes.
How would you kind of characterize what, like, your vision would be for helping get a quarterback to where he needs to be?
I think it's time on task. It's trust. I've already talked to Caleb. We're going to have to spend a lot of time together. The play caller and the quarterback have to be integrated. The quarterback needs to be able to see the game through the play caller's eyes. In my opinion, that's the only way it works. And so we're going to spend a lot of time together this springtime. Certainly during training camp, we'll be able to see how much headway we can make. But there's already things I've talked to him about that I've noticed in his game that I want to address, and I want to go ahead and take a look at early and often here.
Yeah, there it was. Like, I see some things in his game that I want to address early on. Now, that is stuff right there. For now, for right now, as great of a day as this was for Ben Johnson, all the glowingness, this is one of those things, I'll believe it when I see it, an offensive coordinator, a play caller, and that's what Ben Johnson is. Right now, he's both, I guess. I'll believe it when I see it, an offensive coordinator or play caller or play designer at Hallis Hall actually making sure that the play calling is conducive to the skills of the quarterback. That's what everybody says. Like, even Matt Nagy said that. And, you know, Matt Nagy was the worst offender of them all of not playing to your team's talent or backing up to think about some of the other things that have to be done, like run the ball before you can pass the ball and all of that stuff. Like, Nagy was just, he was just so excited, man. That's what I think about Matt Nagy. I hope Matt Nagy gets another job, and maybe he gets another job this year, because of all of them, of the recent guys, like head coaches of the Bears, he did have the best blueprint or idea. Like, it's like, we see where you're going. We see, I hear you. I know what you're saying, but you can't do it with that quarterback and that offensive line. And if you're going to have Jordan Howard back there, you're going to need to run him every once in a while. Like, he was just like, Matt Nagy came in smiling and speaking, and he just forgot stuff, it felt like. Like, he thought he could get away with it, and thought he was really Andy Reid. He thought that they were the Chiefs. So I do hope that Matt Nagy finds himself again. But all of these guys, all of them, and their respective coordinators have said some version of, yes, we want to play to the strengths of our team, and then maybe they do it for a while, and then maybe and then they don't. Like Luke Getsy, when Luke Getsy came in as the offensive coordinator, we went through all this. I remember in his opening press conferences or just press conferences that he had, he would talk about how, like, go out of his way to say, you know, I don't know, I'm not worried about system. I want to play to my player's strengths, which he did for a while and then stopped doing. So it's an important thing, but coaches say that. So although Ben Johnson seemed more convincing, that's one thing that I'll wait and we'll see. I want to see how it looks because, look, even Ben Johnson, man, he's got a lot of ideas. He's got a lot of ideas. He doesn't seem like, and I guess I'll have to just believe that he is, he doesn't seem like the type of guy who would want to just kind of sit back and get info from all the players. Almost seems like the type of guy who would want to show you how it is, impose his will to some degree, just because of just watching the play calling that he has used in Detroit. Obviously, I didn't see every single Lions game. I probably saw the majority of five or six Detroit games this year, including the two against the Bears, and that includes the playoff game as well, which there were three trick plays. Two out of three ain't bad. I mean, that's the coach's personality right there. So it will be interesting to see how he, if he actually does what every other coordinator and every other head coach that has come through here recently for the Bears, if he actually does that and not just say that he's going to work to the strengths of the players. Last thing here before we take a break and bring in our first guest. Last thing from Ben Johnson for now. I got to have a little fun with a stumble bum. It's a stumble bum. The stumble bum play where they burned the Bears by pretending the play had broken down. Yes, Bears fans, the stumble bum did come up with Ben Johnson out at Halas Hall today.
The stumble bum play that you hit the Bears with.
Did you like that one?
It was clever.
That was a Matt LaFleur special.
was that the start of your job interview here, or were you just showing off?
I don't know about that.
Did you think about that at all, coaching that game here when the job was open at the time, that this was a chance for you to make a big impression?
I think every day in the NFL is a chance to make an impression. We are very blessed to have these jobs as coaches and as players. It's not something that I take lightly. And I think we have an obligation to each other and to the game to max ourselves out each and every day.
All right. That is Ben Johnson. Got serious there. Started off funny, talking about the stumble bum, and then all of a sudden we're maxing out.
I like how he was asked, was that the beginning of your interview? He's like, I don't know. It kind of seemed like he said that with a sheepish grin.
Yeah, he did, but I could tell what that said to me, Alex, was that he wanted to get off of it really quickly. Like, you can only talk about how you embarrassed the team that you're coaching for so long. Because that's what that was. Like, it's funny now. Oh, it's all neat now. But that was a bleep you from the Lions. That was a bleep you from... I'm going to try this against the... I'm going to take... You know that Matt LaFleur play? This seems like the right week to do it. And you know... And this is one of those questions that maybe today wasn't the day to ask. But, you know, like... Were you feeling a little extra against the Bears? And were you, and even in that playoff game, like, were you thinking a little bit like, I gotta show my stuff here? Because three different trick plays in there and all sorts of big play opportunities. But I thought the guy on the other sideline did a pretty good job of offensive coordinating as well. And Cliff Kingsbury actually won the day and had his own little attempted trick play early on, which did not work. But yeah, it's gonna be very interesting to see what Ben Johnson brings. I mean, I was gonna say the first preseason game, but the only bad part for Ben Johnson is now, and I'll be probably guilty of this as well, We are going to be expecting the greatest play caller of all time now. Lights, camera, action. Perfect play calling. It's going to be perfect. It's like through all these years of, man, I heard John Shoup on the radio today. God, I don't want to rain on the John Shoup parade, but like he's a punchline on this radio station. And then I heard him on the radio station today. And all of these guys that, you know, once they start doing it, they get taken down a level. So I am a little bit worried about the expectations or the flawless part that we were going to be looking towards to Ben Johnson as a play caller. But it's hard to remember the last time there was a clean or felt like a clean play caller for the Bears where things felt right. Maybe it was another guy that was on the score yesterday that I was part of the interview. That was Mike Martz, who we should probably hear from later on today because he called him, a once-in-a-lifetime or a generational head coach. So, yeah, high praise from Mike Martz for sure. But those are all things that we can look ahead into the future on and talk about in the days to come. And I'll be talking about them here. And also, you should listen to the Take the North podcast, which I perform with Dan Weeder 3 to 4 times a week. We got our latest episode running up and running right now, Take the North, which you should check out. We do need to take our first break, I do believe. And when we come back, we will talk to Benjamin Albright, who covers the NFL in general, covers the Denver Broncos, and has been a big supporter for a long time for Ben Johnson. So we'll talk to him about Ben Johnson and the relationship with the now relationship with the Chicago Bears and what they should start to put around Ben Johnson as well. Calls in a little while as well, 312-644-6767. Mark Potash, Potsy will join us at 8 o'clock. I am Mark Grody on The Score.
First words out of his mouth were, "I want this job." The last thing he said before we turned off the camera was, "Did I tell you that I want this job?" I was especially struck, and he referenced it in his comments, that this is the toughest division in football, and he wants to be here. He wants to go up against Campbell, LaFleur, and O'Connell, and wants to succeed in the toughest environment possible. I was very impressed by that.
He wants to crack the code, man. That is to take the North and to never give it back. That is George McCaskey, the chairman of the Chicago Bears, and even though it was like shocking to hear it and kind of letting it settle in over the last 24 hours or so that Ben Johnson wanted to be here, it was good to hear more of that today. I mean, really, really reinforcing the fact at every turn, Ben Johnson, that he wanted to be here. I mean, he was just glowing about being with the Bears, and it did feel, I've covered my fair share of these things now, coaching hirings, it did feel like it came from a genuine spot, and he blew off other interviews to be here, and Ben Johnson was here today out at Hallis Hall. I am Mark Grody on The Score with you up until 9 o'clock tonight. I was at Hallis Hall all day today. I was on at 5 o'clock today doing a Bears hit. If you want to go back and check that out on the Odyssey app a little bit later on, I've got Take the North up and running with David Weederer. So I'm doing my part, people, to get this Bears content out there, and I'm going to continue to do it for the next 2.5 hours right here on The Score. And I got somebody on the line right now who could add even more insight on Ben Johnson and the Bears and everything that was going on as we bring in Benjamin Albright. He is a Broncos insider, an NFL insider for 850 KOA in Denver. And he joins us right now on the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. Benjamin, what's going on, man? Thanks for coming on The Score tonight.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Appreciate it. And congratulations to Bears fans everywhere for getting the guy.
And I think you mean that when you say that, because, well, tell us, why is this candidate and now this head coach so good for the Bears and just as a head coach in general? What can you tell us about Ben Johnson and why this is the right match?
Well, it's not any just one thing. It's a lot of things. I mean, Ben Johnson's a tactician. I think everybody knows that. But I think what you're growing and you're going to start finding out as you get more and more clips and get to talk to him a little bit more is that Ben Johnson's a guy who is not afraid of competition. The standard is excellence. It's not mediocrity. The standard isn't how do I coach to keep my job. The standard is how do I take this franchise and get a Super Bowl. He wants to do his best to set his guys up to succeed. He's got the right attitude. And so I think Bears fans are really going to watch wind up liking Ben Johnson, and he's really going to endear himself to the Chicago culture and turn that franchise around.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like it. I mean, he was talking, saying the right thing. We've heard words before here in Chicago, that's for sure. Why do you think, Benjamin Albright, that Ben Johnson took this job with the Bears and essentially blew off other potential interviews and the other teams that might have come before the Bears?
Well, he wanted the job. I mean, he's wanted the job for a while, and that's not empty rhetoric. I've known that for a while. Last year we was going through the coaching interviews and the cycle, like his heart just wasn't quite in it, wasn't quite there yet. Wanted to go back to Detroit and try to finish some unfinished business there. And you can't believe everything you read. You saw something out there, some rumor out there about him wanting Sam Howell in Washington. That's why I fell apart. That's malarkey. That's absolute nonsense. He wanted to go back and finish the job. And he's one of these guys who you're going to find it's not a lot of cliches or empty rhetoric. It's the guy who means it. So you got a tough division there in the North. I'm not sure it's quite as tough as maybe the AFC West, but certainly a tough challenge. You've got a storied franchise like the Bears, and you know what better way to put yourself in football immortality than to take a franchise like the Bears and turn them back around? You got a young quarterback that he believes in, and so I think he understands, hey, look, we got to fix the offensive line, we got to fix everything around and make this Caleb Williams team. We got a pretty pre-built defense here. There's the bones are in place. So I think the combination of those things said, hey, I want that job, I want that franchise, I want that challenge, and I'm here to execute.
Well, it's interesting. I mean, I'm having a hard time with the everything's in place here in Chicago, and that's just because I just covered 17 games, during which there was a 10-game losing streak and five wins this year for the Bears. So Ben Johnson said the same thing, that he loves the roster. I mean, he wasn't like stupid. I mean, he knows that there are things that need tweaking and changing, such as the offensive line. But what is it, Caleb Williams that put him over the top, or am I just seeing things way differently than he sees the roster, because they did lose 10 in a row this year, Benjamin?
Well, I think it's a combination of both. I think there's a belief in Caleb, and I do believe that there's a bigger belief probably from him than there is from others in that roster. I mean, your defense is fairly decent up there. The bones are in place. On the offensive side of the ball, you get the skill position players, you get the quarterback. You could use a few upgrades here or there, but really it's just concentrated on getting that offensive line fixed and allowing Caleb Williams to have the time and the confidence in his protection to be able to play the game that he needs to play in order to win. And so I think the combination of those things and recognizing, hey, this roster isn't all bad. It was just, we just got ourselves in a bad situation last year and hit that losing streak. And, we had turnover on the offensive side of the ball with the coaching staff. And so, it just winds up being a situation where, that roster is probably better than its record. And so you look at that, and you say, hey, look, I got a lot of confidence. Look at Washington. Washington was a 4-win football team last year, and now they're one game away from the Super Bowl. So sometimes having the right coach and the right quarterback can make all the difference.
You mentioned the word coaching staff, and that's going to be the next part, obviously, for Ben Johnson, building a coaching staff, an offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator, and a special teams coach. Any insight on that in terms of the direction the Bears might go for either of the top coordinator positions?
Well, there's some fluidity to all that, but I'll tell you, I saw a rumor out there about Fraley. That's not going to happen. Like, that's not a thing. So I don't know who put that out there, but that's wrong. One of the people that will probably be on the offensive staff, now not as an offensive coordinator, probably as a quarterback's coach, I would suspect Press Taylor will wind up being on that staff. I think most people know that Dennis Allen is probably in play on the defensive side. Darren Rizzi, who Ben Johnson knows way back from their days together in Miami, is being eyed for the special teams coordinator position. So he wants, a little bit of experience in those rooms at those executive positions, because he understands he's a first-time head coach, and he wants to make sure things don't slip through the cracks. So I would expect to see a little bit of experience pepper the staff, and then the offensive side. You know, like I said, I know as soon as you say Press Taylor, people start to groan, but Press is a good coach, and he's probably more of a quarterback's coach than an offensive coordinator if he does indeed wind up getting that job.
Yeah, and you know, let's think about this, too. You know, I don't know if it's unique because other head coaches call plays, but he will be the – Ben Johnson made it clear, and we knew it, duh, but it, I mean, he did make it formal today that he will be calling the plays, which makes the position of offensive coordinator – probably on the overall less desirable because you're not doing the bread and butter stuff. So what do you think Ben Johnson needs in terms of that? Because obviously he's been hired because of his offensive prowess, the word genius gets thrown around. But what do you think that he needs or would appreciate in terms of offensive help?
Well, you want a great offensive line coach and guys that know how to coach up offensive linemen. I mean, that's just going to be the priority. You look at how they built in Detroit. You look at how that offense goes, and it's all based on the protection up front. You got great protection up front. You got guys buying in. You're able to protect the passer, and you're able to establish your will getting downhill when you want to. It makes everything go. And so I suspect you're going to see at least one and probably two guys with heavy offensive line backgrounds on that staff, either as offensive assistants, coordinators, and obviously an offensive line coach, but assisting with that because that's where the emphasis is going to be.
You know, one thing that we were not able to get clarity on during the press conference today is how well the Ryan Poles and how will they line up contractually? What is their relationship like? Does Ben Johnson have a little bit more power involved? What do you think about the budding relationship and where things are with Ryan Poles and Ben Johnson?
I think you, in an ideal world, the way they both envision it would be a symbiotic relationship where Ben Johnson says, hey, Ryan, I need this. I need this, this, and this. You're the guy with you're the guy with the scouting staff. You're the guy with the pro personnel guys. You know how to make the contracts work. Here's what I need at these positions. We need these things. Can you go out and run to the grocery store and get these things for me, and I'll cook us up a meal? And I think that's kind of the relationship that they want to have. Ben's going to be the one preparing the meal, but Ryan's going to be the one making sure they've got quality ingredients.
Talking to the NFL insider out of Denver, Benjamin Albright here on The Score. I am Mark Grody. I'm here with you until 9 o'clock tonight. Do you think Ben Johnson can get the most out of Caleb Williams?
Absolutely, yeah. You go back and look at what Ben ran at Detroit. It's not really he's going to have to change some things because, I mean, the style and what Caleb is best at and what he needs a little bit different than what Jared Goff needs. But, Johnson certainly showed a flexibility and adaptability. But he wasn't the original offensive coordinator there in Detroit. It was Anthony Lynn. Lynn got fired, and Ben Johnson stepped in and took over. And I think the best thing that anybody can do is go back and look at what that offense looked like in his early endeavors and how he was trying to change things to fit the personnel that they had based on what they'd been struggling with their previous OC. So, I think he absolutely will help turn the Bears around. I mean, it's going to be an interesting divisional shift next year. The Vikings probably taking a step back with the rookie and McCarthy. Well, a first-time starter anyway in McCarthy.
Yeah.
Detroit's coaching staff's getting raided top to bottom. They're probably taking a step back. And then the Packers, the Packers weren't, I don't want to say dominant, but weren't as good as they've been in recent years. So, you have to have a sense of optimism about this and say, why not us?
Yeah, listen to you say that, Benjamin. It's amazing how fast things change. It really is. Like going into the season, we were all told, oh man, the NFC North is great. Be careful what you wish for. And then they were like really good this year. And now here we are talking about, I don't know about this NFC North. They're really not quite there. But that's just a product of what we're talking about and how fast things can change, which should give Bears fans hope as well, I suppose.
Well, yeah, and the saying is it's the hope that'll kill you, and I tell you, man, there's nothing better than football than having hope for a football team. I've seen bad football up close and personal, and I can tell you that you've got a great coach, you're going to have a good staff, and he's committed to winning, and if you can give him the patience and the latitude to build that thing the way he needs to, you're going to have a winner there.
Yeah, no, for sure, and I do hope that is the case with Ben Johnson and what he can potentially do with the Bears. Do you have any concerns about his ability as a head coach beyond being the offensive guy?
I mean, the same concerns I always have when anybody does it for the first time. You don't know what you don't know. You know, you could be a brilliant tactician. You can be a guy who's great on the whiteboard with the X's and O's and those kinds of things. And that's not necessarily the skill set for a head coach. A head coach has got to be a leader. You know, a head coach has got to be able to manage personalities. And there's more to it than that. So the question is Ben Johnson a great football tactician, a great football mind? And is he also a great leader? Well, we know the answer to the first question. It's the second question that we're about to find out.
Yep, and that is the next step, and we're all anticipating that. Benjamin, thank you so much for taking some time tonight. We appreciate it, and we may call on you in the future as well because your knowledge is good on what's going down here in the NFC North. And you said, and you did say the Bears are going to rise to the top of the division because everybody else is going to suck, right? Didn't you say that, or no?
You know what? Yeah. You can put that down as a quote. It may not be this year, but I'll say this. If the Bears finish last in the NFC North next year, you can put me on the punishment wheel. I'll figure something out. They aren't going to finish last in the North next year. It won't happen.
Oh, wow. Okay. I like hearing that. Benjamin, thank you so much, man. We appreciate you jumping in with us.
All right. Take care.
Yep. That is Benjamin Albright, NFL insider out of Denver, Colorado. He said it. Didn't he say it? Alex, the Bears are not going to be in last place.
He did say that. He also said that Ben Johnson has wanted the job for a very long time.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting because today... He did say in our little post-game session that he just, after last year, he wasn't emotionally available. So what are you saying over there? Are you saying that you think that he's been eyeing this job, that if it was available last year, he would have taken it? Coon, is that what you're saying?
Or if that season didn't end as brutally as it did. Although this year, it didn't end very well for them. I'm not saying anything.
No,
I'm just saying that...
I'd say this year was worse.
When Ben Johnson was thinking about becoming a head coach, which has obviously been going on for, he's been thinking about it for about 3 years now. He's been involved in three cycles in a row.
Yeah.
He was probably looking at Chicago like that job's got to come open eventually, right?
Yeah. I mean, I got to say, it really does show that coach, number one, it does feel like the Bears, that it was the top job. This offseason, Mike McCarthy came a sprint into the Bears once they invited him. And I get it. He wants a job, so you best do that. But there was no hesitation. Ben Johnson, there was no hesitation. As a matter of fact, we learned more today about just how badly he wanted the job by telling the interviewees in the beginning of the interview he wants the job. And then at the end saying something to the effect of, by the way, did I tell you I want the job? You know, take the hint. I don't need to get on another airplane. I want to be here, even though it was Zoom. But, yeah, and all that stuff that we talked about, like, what's with the in-person stuff? What's with the 17 different guys? They're going to screw it up. I know they're going to screw it up. I knew they were focused on Ben Johnson. But I'll admit, like, when we did the pot, when Weeder and I did the Take the North podcast, I think it was maybe like a week ago, week and a half ago, and we did like what percentages of, because Dan and I both know that they're going after him, but I had it down as a 45% chance that they would get him. So technically you could say I did not think the Bears were going to get Ben Johnson, but 45% of me thought they would. I think Dan was a bit more optimistic, like over 50%, but he had the same concerns going through his mind, and quite frankly, a lot of us were wrong about the way these candidates would perceive the Bears. I'm not saying we were wrong about the way the Bears have done business in the past. I'm not saying that. But it was more to the theory of or philosophy of there's only 32 of these gigs. And yeah, believe it or not, as long as you're into big market, beautiful city jobs like the Chicago Bears, like you're probably going to be pretty attracted to this gig. And that's the way it worked out. And I don't want the Bears to take that for granted. I really don't. Because someday there'll be another hiring cycle. And someday there'll be another quarterback that the Bears need to get into Hallis Hall. And you don't want them to get too cocky about it. But, yeah, they were right about this one. They were. 312-644-6767 is the number. I am Mark Grody, here with you until 9 o'clock. I don't have, well, I do. I have one more scheduled guest, but we wanted to kind of keep it light on the guest list. I couldn't not have Mark Potash on, so Potsy is going to join me at 8 o'clock, right, for Potsy? Yeah, 8 o'clock for the Potsy. We'll get him on, but jump on in if you'd like. 312-644-6767 is the number. We'll come back, read some texts, take a call, and then we'll bring you right on here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
He's going to be challenged to be a professional football player, to do the little things the right way. And that foundation, I know Ben's going to hit that early and often, get that foundation strong, because you're going to build everything off of there. So once that's there, now we can continue to get better and play more consistently. Right, right.
That is Ryan Poles talking about what Ben Johnson can teach his new pupil, his quarterback. It's Caleb Williams. We are talking about Ben Johnson. I am Mark Rohde on The Score with you until 9 o'clock tonight. Getting ready to take a few calls, 312-644-6767. This would be a good time to jump in if you would like. And simply put, did you like what you heard? And you'll hear more from me about Ben Johnson for sure. Did you like what you heard from Ben Johnson? And can you believe that Ben Johnson has been wanting to come here for a while, and that he was saying he wanted the job at the beginning of the interview, after the interview, blew everything off to come to the Bears? And I hate that it went through my head during the break as I was saying all that stuff I just said out loud was going through my head. And I was like, what's going on with this guy? Do we all have it wrong? Is this the Golden organization? I mean, he really stated his case. And then Benjamin Albright, who was just on with us, NFL Insider, really backing it up. So the longer this shows, this is going to be a building crescendo for me here at this point.
Yeah, Grody, I told you this before the show, but Benjamin Albright had his tweet pinned from November 5th, before Eberflus got fired.
Oh.
And somebody asked him, where do you think Ben Johnson will go? He says, if it opens up, Chicago.
Oh, man.
And he had it pinned for like the entire month of December.
Slam dunk. Yo. I mean, there was nothing off in this hire. Like, nothing went wrong. It went perfectly. It was a perfect interview. It went perfectly. All right, before we take the break, I can't keep talking about phone calls and not take at least one phone call before we take the break. And if you're on hold, I'll get to you, I promise. It's me, Grody. I'm here. I'm your guy. It's Frank. What's going on, Frank? You're on The Score.
Good evening, Mr. Grody.
Hello, Frank.
I enjoy your show.
Thank you.
This hire doesn't mean a thing unless Ryan Poles does his job.
Mm-hmm.
You can't expect this guy to walk in with a magic wand and do something unless Ryan Poles steps up and improves, first of all, the offensive line. Through trades, through drafts, through free agent signings, the guy's going to get killed if you don't get an offensive line. I'm glad for the enthusiasm he's got.
Yes.
He seems optimistic. I'm a little shady. He has some shady play calling in the game Sunday.
He had one bad trick. You just talk about the trick play, right? Talk about the third.
Yeah, the trick play with the wide receiver throwing a pass to the other team.
Yeah. But, yeah, I'd say, hey, man, and anytime a trick play fails, it's one too many.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, especially, you know, with what's going on there. But anyway, he's got to pull some rabbits out of his hat because their personnel from top to bottom, and it puts the pressure on Ryan Poles.
Yeah, I mean, you're right.
If this is your guy, if Caleb Williams is your guy and Johnson's your guy, Ryan Poles has got to step up.
Yep, you know what? It's a great call, Frank, and you're going to leave. I'm going to open up the 7 o'clock hour talking a little bit about it. I'm going to get your calls. I see you guys. We're going to get to those. 312-644-6767. But I want to follow up on that, on where Ryan Poles stands still in terms of his job security, his relationship with Ben Johnson, and what it all means, and the pressure that, you know, the caller just alluded to it. He's right. Like, Poles has to start to get these things right. But I want to talk about Poles and the part that Ben Johnson might play and the pressure that's on Poles and where they line up contractually. We'll get to all that in your calls, 312-644-6767. Ben Johnson is here. I was there today at his introductory press conference. I am here now in downtown Chicago in our Score studios, and we'll talk more Bears next on The Score.